Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Which one of these sounds better to you? Maximum activity or maximum freedom? Well, I'm going to choose the freedom every single time, but yet we're taught and conditioned and programmed for the process of maximum activity. This came up just a couple of days ago with one of my clients, and it's seen frequently in high achievers, in peak performers, which is what you are if you've been listening to this podcast for more than a couple of episodes, because you realize it's, yes, stop the self-sabotage, but then create the life you desire. You just can't stop the sabotage. You got to tell the mind what it's supposed to do in its place. And this week, we've been working on how we soothe ourselves. And for a peak performer, for a leader who lives their legacy that's healthy, well, you've got an edge. You've got a drive. And this drive will tell you that when you finish one activity, you need to move on to the next. But then you're conditioning your subconscious mind, which runs all of your habits and patterns. And whether it's success or whether it's a failure, that's just a habit and pattern, you're programming that subconscious mind then to go off of activity, not go off of results. I was working with a client in a private session today, and I said, okay, here's the question I ask you every single time we work together in a private session. What do you want as a result of this? Because if not, we get hooked on the doing instead of the being. And then we have, once the subconscious learns a habit of we need to do, it's going to find all the things to do. Now, this does not work so well when you work for somebody else because they want to see you doing a whole hoop and bunch, right? So what you want to then program your mind if you're working for someone else is to say, okay, let me get to the results that my boss rewards as quick as possible. And then whenever my boss is noticing I'm doing these rewards, I want to then be able to leverage it for my next level of freedom. Because isn't that why we all want to progress in corporate? I was in corporate for decades. Isn't that the reason why we want to progress? Is because we think the next level not only will showcase our brilliance, but it'll give us more freedom in how we express ourselves. It's not just freedom of time, it's freedom of expression. Okay, now, when you're working on your own projects, maybe you're gardening, maybe you're self-employed, then what you want to do is you want to time block your focus to no more than 90 minutes, anywhere from 45 to 90 minutes. If you go more than 90 minutes on an activity, you're losing the momentum that you've built. You need to take at least a 10-minute break. It's always amazing for me to watch other trainers, and they've been training for like 2 or 3 hours without giving the audience a break, and then they're wondering why people are dozing off. It's because the brain needs to be able to reboot every 90 minutes, and it does that with a 10-minute break. Okay, so take a block of time, But it is not just the action that you're taking. You need to be going, what's the results of this action? Because that's what I really want. I want to be able to get to these results faster, quicker, and easier in a way that brings me out at my very best. Because out of the gifts of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, that's what goodness is. It's all the good parts of you that you're supposed to be bringing to the world. So not only can you be blessed, but you bless the rest of us. Okay. So look at the results and then you tell your mind, okay, well, we've got to get this done. These are the results that we're looking for. So mind, if you can come up with a way to get them done faster, quicker, and easier, that's fabulous. Because whatever time we save, we're going to then invest it in something that brings us joy, that lightens us up. So let's say maybe you finish 10 minutes early. Get out that book that you've been enjoying. Okay? Do something that brings you freedom, because then the subconscious mind goes, oh, I get it now. Because the subconscious has to run on fuel. And the fuel for the subconscious is emotional energy. Emotion. Energy in motion. And so the subconscious mind says, whoa, yes, this is what we want to experience. And then it's going to find everything in your life for you to be able to expand this. All right. So why do things faster? Is it just so you can do more work? Yeah, your subconscious mind is going to go, screw that. I need to go self-sabotage to soothe myself. This week, we're all talking. That's gooder English. We're talking and discussing, you and I, about how you can soothe yourself. And you will either do it for sabotage or you will do it for success. I want the actions that you're implementing leading to the impact of success. So it's not why do things faster so you can have maximum activity and throw more stuff on yourself. It's maximum freedom. So you got the activity, no more than 45 to 90 minutes on it without taking a break. You want to ask yourself, what are the results of doing this? And then you want to tell your powerful mind that you want to be able to get those results faster, quicker, and easier. And when you finish then faster than what was expected, do something with the rest of that time block that you had given yourself to experience more freedom. Whew. Okay. If I can assist you with this, 1-636-699-7791. Now, I will tell you that I've got a very special class coming up in September, and I'm holding it in the evening, my time in the United States, for people who that's a better fit. It's also for those of you across the pond where it's going to be during the day because of our time difference. And I will also be holding it in the morning. So I'm going to be holding it a Friday night, which means it's going to be Saturday during the day for people across the pond. And then for people that are close to the central time zone, I'm also going to be holding it on a Saturday morning. And this very special class is all about how to love yourself without hurting yourself. So it's how to soothe for success instead of self-sabotage. It's how to detach from drama when you make decisions. Instead, have those decisions pull you into your destiny. It's how to ask for your worth and get it without having to give yourself away. And then the final level, which is the level of leadership, beginning level of leadership, how to learn to love, whether it's yourself, whether it's others, whether it's life, because those are the big three, how to learn to love without hurting yourself. And the only way you can get access to this class is if you've already worked with me privately. So those of you who have worked with me privately, woohoo, yeah, got the email that says this is how you join me. If you haven't worked with me privately, then you want to reach out to me as quick as possible, because I am limiting attendance in these virtual classes. This is not how many people can I pack in to where I'm a talking head. I can't assist you if I can't work with you on an intimate level. And so I know what number I've got where I'm going to cut it off. And then you're like, oh, but I wanted to work with you and get access to that class. No. So there's always a reward for moving forward faster. I'm already setting this up. I'm preceding your subconscious mind for it. 1-636-699-7791. Reach out to me, text or phone call. We're going to have a consult. We're going to make sure I'm the right fit for you, so that way you can do things for maximum freedom. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.